I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You? A fond look at the animals we love to hate. A couple of weeks ago, we had a lovely time discussing forensic entomology and decay and decomposition.
Yes, we did, and we had a tremendous picture that accompanied it on the website.
Any other repercussions?
For starters, I posted the link to the audio on my Facebook page, and I had a couple people comment that that wasn't a very pleasant sight to start their morning with breakfast. But I did hear from a couple of folks actually looking for a forensic entomologist. And I was able to refer them to a colleague of mine in Martinsville.
Well, when we finished our conversation last time, you told me a story. As always, you turn off the microphone and the great stories come out.
It's true. Just
tell me that story again.
A very good friend of mine, David Faulkner, is a very well-known forensic entomologist. And when Court TV was making its appearance, he was always on Court TV testifying with his entomological expertise. And I remember when he was just getting started in the business, he had a file folder sitting on his desk. And he said, here, take a look at this and see what you think. And this is back in the day of Polaroids. It was before digital photography. And I remember looking at those Polaroids, and I decided right then and there that forensic entomology is not for me. I mean, you're seeing some pretty amazing, horrific things that happen to people after they're gone. But the cases he's been involved with are just absolutely fascinating. There was one story where he was called into the sheriff's office just very casually, and they said there was a case that was just confounding them. And it involved child abuse. This little girl had been removed from the family. There was no history of child abuse, but she had these C-shaped burns all over her body, and as if she'd been branded. The sheriff went through the home and found nothing, no implements whatsoever that would even come close to that shape. And Dave took a look and said, well, do you still have the evidence? Do you still have her clothing she was wearing at the time? She was taken into custody, and they said, sure. And he looked at the clothing and found very small bits and legs of a millipede. And apparently a millipede had fallen into the dryer. They got picked up with the clothes, put into the dryer. The dead millipede was still intact when the little girl put her pajamas on. And every time she would move and shift, this C-shaped millipede would roll over from one side to the other and around her body, and they exude a chemical that looks like a burn. It will actually stain the skin. This is how they protect themselves. So, you know, once they realized that this was just a sheer accident, they were able to reunite the child with the parents, and everybody lived happily ever after. And, you know, here's this great example of how forensic entomology sort of cracked the case, if you will. I mean, they'd already taken this child away to protect her, and when in fact nothing had happened, it was just a freak accident of nature.
Well, it's good to hear a good story.
There you go. Yeah, yeah.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find audio, photos, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.